Live for the first time ever from the Shuk. Machane Yehuda.
Revolutionary.
Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh. We have a short abridged parasha shmuz in the little corner of the plaza over here across from the Shuk. Rabosai, this week's parasha, as we know, is Parshas Yisro. And there's a lot of things to talk about in the parasha. I want to just mention one simple idea. You know, the parasha has two parts. Part one is about Yisro coming and joining the ranks of Bnei Yisrael and telling Moshe advice. And part two of the parasha is all about Kabbalah Satorah, the actual receiving of the Torah. The name of the parasha is very strange. Why are we calling the parasha Yisro? This is the most central parasha in the entire Torah. You should call it Torah. You should call it Sinai. You should call it Aseret HaDibros. Why are we calling the parasha Yisro? Very strange. Question number one. And question number two, of all things to be the introduction to the parasha of Kabbalah's Torah, why do we care about the story of Yisro coming and advising Moshe Rabbeinu and telling Moshe Rabbeinu, you should have more judges, and Moshe listens to Yisro? What exactly is the idea over here? On the way into Yeshiva this morning, I was thinking about the following thought, the following suggestion. That's as follows. And you can look around the shuk for a second, not more than a second. Look around for a second. You see a lot of people walking in the streets over here. Thursday afternoon, beautiful day in Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh. A lot of people here. You know what? Everybody in our religion is different. Everybody in our religion has a unique place. A person might think, you know, Torah is for the elite. Torah, you know what Torah is for? Torah is for the big rabbis, for the smart men, for people that have a lot of knowledge and knowledge base. That's Torah's for it. But for me, for a regular random person, Torah's not for me. Torah's not really so relevant to me. That's for the rabbis in the Beis Medrash. That's for the brilliant people. Comes along the Torah and says, listen, I'm going to show you where Kabbalah Satorah goes. Kabbalah Satorah is put, listen to this, in Parshas Yisro. Tell me about his background. You know what he was? He wasn't even Jewish. He was a ger. He was a ger. How many names does Yisro have? Seven names. Of all the names we pick Yisro. You know why? Because it says in Rashi. You know why he was called Yisro? Al Shayiter Parsha Echa Batorah. He added a parsha to the Torah. You understand something? Who has a portion in Torah? The answer is everybody has a portion in Torah. How do I know that? From Yisro. I look at Yisro, I look at his background. He was a nobody. He was a nothing. He came from nowhere. He wasn't even Jewish. His father wasn't Jewish. And yet, not only is he Moshe Rabbeinu's father-in-law, but he adds on a parsha to the Torah. He'll be remembered for posterity forever and ever and ever, this week and next year the same week, and every forever and ever, as a person who added on a parsha to the Torah. So we know that there's three crowns. There's the crown of Kihuna. There's a crown of Malchus, a crown of being a Kohen, a crown of being a Melech, and then there's a crown of Torah. Which of those three crowns is the greatest crown?
Torah.
The crown of Torah. But here's the catch. It's actually not a catch. It's here's the support. Here's the chizuk. How do you become a Kohen? How do you become a Kohen? You're born a Kohen. Your father's a Kohen. How do you become a Melech? There's only one way. You have to be from Shevet Yehuda. That's the only way you can become a Melech, is if from Shevet Yehuda. How do you become a person that wears the crown of Torah?
Come from anywhere.
Anybody. It's anybody's game.
Anybody.
It's fair game. It's fair game. There are so many people that became great giants that came from nowhere. Rabbi Akiva, for example, was 40 years old, didn't know Aleph Beis. He went to Gan with his little kid and learned Aleph Beis together with his kid. Unkelus! Shnaya Mikvecha Targum. Targum means Targum Unkelus. Who was Unkelus? He was a ger. He wasn't Jewish. He's known in the Gemara as Unkelus HaGer. He was from nothing came somebody. Rabbosai, the reason this parasha is called Yisro is to teach us that it doesn't matter where you come from. It doesn't matter what your background is. And it doesn't even matter where you started from. Like, I'm so behind. Look, Yudin's kid in first grade knows more Torah than me. So how are we expecting me to become a Talmid Chacham? The answer is, I'll tell you the answer. The answer doesn't matter when you start. It doesn't matter what happened yesterday. As the parasha says, in this parasha, it says, Ve'ata. And now, if you start right now, Rashi says, if you start now, you know, it's going to be hard at the beginning. Kol atchalot kashot, Rashi says. But afterwards, it'll become sweet. I don't want to get in shout-outs over here. We had a little Nasha Nigan, special Nasha Nigan. We had sweet, delicious candy. We had sweet, delicious pomegranate seeds. We had sweet, delicious cake. We had mango.
Sweet bread.
Popcorn was not so sweet, but it's not supposed to be sweet. Rabosai. Sweet bread.
Sweet Torah.
And sweet Torah, hopefully. Chaver, listen carefully. It may start off a little challenging. But with time, a person appreciates the sweetness. And there's nothing more sweet. Even in the mango that we had, even sweeter than the candy that we had, even sweeter than that fruit shake that somebody had. Abosai, nothing is as sweet as the sweet words of Torah.
Amen.
And as such, don't look backwards. Don't say, you know what? I'm from Texas. I'll never be a Talmud Chacham. No. Don't say that. Don't think that. Don't think that. Just go at it. And I'll tell you. You'll surprise yourself. You'll surprise your friends. And you'll surprise me. And you know what? You'll surprise everybody. But the most important thing about Osai is you got to start. Don't look behind you. Don't look back. Don't say, I'll never get there. Just go at it. One after the other. Daf after daf. Pasuk after pasuk. Mishnah after Mishnah. And you'll see. With time, we'll be zochet to become great in Yerachamim. We should be zochet to learn from Yisro. And every single person has their chelek in Torah. Amen. Every person has a special portion in Torah. We should all be zochet to find our portion in the sweet Torah. Have a wonderful Shabbos.